Dave is my new United Airlines 1K hero. I am qualified to comment on this customer's experience I had with United Airlines not because I publish eTurbo News, but because I have been a loyal 1K, 100.000 yearly flyer with United Airlines for 20 years and more. I can also compare United Airlines with American Airlines because I hold executive platinum status with American Airlines and reside in Dallas, not a UA hub. I had been a Mileage Plus member of the UA Frequent Flyer program for about 35 years, so flying business class for a coach airfare has always been a special treat. I look forward to attending the BIT Travel Trade Show in Milan, Italy, from February 9th to 11th, and I have booked my United Airlines flights via Newark to Milan. I had 110 plus points available. Plus points are the jewel of benefit for any United Airlines Platinum and 1K member. You get 280 a year and can use such points to upgrade between economy, premium economy, and Polaris, business. The flight I booked seemed wide open, so I was optimistic about landing a business class seat for 40 plus points each way for my $1,650 coach ticket from Dallas. Had I purchased a lower fare, I would have needed 80 points each way, and I only had 110 points. Here came the catch. I didn't see or read the fine print. My 110 points expired on January 31st, and my flight was in February. I won't get my 2025 points until January. I called the 1K desk at United Airlines. Even in busy times, reaching a trained agent hardly takes more than a minute or two. The call lasted about 30 minutes, and I talked to a nice agent, her supervisor, and the Mileage Plus sender. However, there was no option to extend the validity of my 110 points for 12 days. I was told that not even a manager could override it. BIT Milano, February 9th to 11th, 2025. FIRA Milano, RO, February 9th to 11th, 2025. FIRA Milano, RO. The day dedicated to the public of travelers is Sunday, February 9th. I was ready to fly coach. Of course, it would not mean the end of the world because I get free extra legroom seats in economy, and the middle seat is often left open. The next day, I thought I would give it one more try. I connected to the Mileage Plus Service Center and talked to an agent based in Manila, Philippines. I explained my frustration. She saw I had 110 points and needed 80 to upgrade my trip. Without hesitation, she said she would extend the validity so I could upgrade. She also explained that she needed to transfer me to a reservation agent to complete the upgrade. She verified me and transferred my call back to a 1K reservation agent. The agent upgraded me and repeated what she had done. I agreed to take 80 points from the 110 available, and she tried to save the record without success. She tried various ways but explained that the points were not available for use. I was transferred back to the Mileage Plus Service Center. This time again, I was told there was absolutely no extension possible, even if they wanted to help. I asked to be transferred to a supervisor and was connected to Dave, who was also in the UA Philippine call center. I explained that I had spoken to one of his agents and that the points were extended, but it was not reflected in the record. He emphasized again he didn't have the power to extend the validity of the points and that I needed to use them by January 31st to be valid. Then David said, but. After a pause, he continued that if his colleague made an error, he would honor her word and instantly extend my points for 2 weeks. I got my upgrade to Polaris confirmed using the United app. I look forward to having an espresso in Milan and experiencing the BIT Travel Trade Show more relaxed and to catching up with our readers and partners. In my mind, Dave deserves to be the ultimate example of good customer service. He is now my second hero in the Philippines after Irish, whose real name is Zafira Zasev. She is a nurse at the Makati Medical Center in Manila. Dave wouldn't give me his last name. My offer to nominate them for our hero award was nicely declined, and he thanked me for my loyalty to United. eTurboNews.com